I'm Carol Hills with The World. This time of year, the West Bank city of Bethlehem gets a lot of visitors. They want to see the place where the Bible says Jesus was born, and they often leave with a souvenir. Religious icons are everywhere. The faces of Jesus and Mary, drawn on pieces of wood or canvas, are most popular with the tourists. Most of these icons are cheap, factory-made imports from abroad, but a British iconographer wants to help change that. Here's his story from Dalia Hatuka in Bethlehem.
His name is Ian Knowles. He's a 54-year-old British expert in Christian art. He was first drawn to the style of religious icons during a trip to Greece as a teenager.
So, don't worry about going over the eyes you've done, because, you know, everything is worthwhile. The practice makes perfect, okay?
Here is Knowles leading an iconography painting class in Bethlehem. His Palestinian students, Vinny, Khulood, Joanne and Samar, stand in front of canvases with pencils in hand.
So now I want you to work on a whole face of Jesus, but taking it to this sort of level, if not further. Okay? Quais?
The face of Jesus in art school lingo is called a mandilion. It's one of the most important images here at the Bethlehem Icon Center. Ian Knowles founded the center back in 2012 with the aim of bringing back this ancient craft among Palestinians. It's the first of its kind in the Middle East. And Knowles says Bethlehem is its natural home.
This is the place where you get the first physical image of God ever in history. So when we do icons, we're doing them because God has given us the icon of himself and we can just copy and perpetuate what he's begun. So it should be here in Bethlehem. Bethlehem is the place of the icon.
Knowles first came to the city in 1999 as a pilgrim. 9 years later, he returned to help restore a church in the nearby Christian Palestinian town of Beit Jala. That led him to start teaching iconography at a space he rented from Bethlehem University. And then he got thinking about having something more permanent. The Icon Center is housed in a small refurbished stone building on Star Street, believed by some to be part of the same route taken by Mary and Joseph just before the birth of Jesus. The street used to be a magnet for pilgrims, but ever since the Palestinian uprising erupted in the year 2000, it has been empty of tourists during most of the year. Knowles hopes the center will help change that. And he wants visitors to be able to meet the local Palestinians who produce these religious icons.
It's a place where they can learn, they can ask questions, they can interact with the people doing it, and it becomes a living relationship between the pilgrims and people who live here.
Many of the icons in tourist shops around here are cheap knockoffs, imported from places like China or Greece. Knowles hopes that Palestinians can figure out a way to make a living producing their own religious artwork. The idea is not to sell the work in souvenir shops, but work by commission and sell pieces online or at the Icon Center.
The artist can't even feed their children. How is this right? This is sacred art. This is Bethlehem. There's a spiritual imperative which says you don't act in this way.
Bethlehem is not a desperately poor place, but the unemployment rate here is about 20%, the highest in the West Bank. Some of Knowles' art students show signs of being business savvy. They commissioned one piece of work for a chapel in Birmingham, England. And last summer, three students collaborated on another one that sold to a medieval cathedral, also in the UK.
If you're paid $50 a week for the work, you haven't got any money to buy the best materials. So icons end up being done on the cheap. Even people who are very talented don't have time to invest in their talent to train. And so you end up with mediocre stuff, which is sold simply to make a bit of money. And it feeds into this whole corrosive attitude that Bethlehem is just about making money from tourists.
At the school, students can take one-week courses or even do a three-year program in Christian iconography. They don't pay tuition, but they do have to bring their own tools. Vinny Talamas, a young English teacher, is excited to study with Knowles.
Ian has taught us that it's primarily about how we see reality. And so it's been retraining our eyes, and part of that is our interior life too, being more attentive to how we view nature, how we view the human person. And he supplements that with a lot of theology and even some anatomy of the human body in a way of bringing out the fullness of what iconography is.
After we break the egg, we have to clean it very well from the white.
Students learn how to make their own natural dyes for use in paints. They grind stones from around Bethlehem to produce certain colors. And they mix eggs and vodka to make others.
Now that we've got that dark, it gives you the space to put a little shadow in. Okay, so likewise here, that's going to be quite dark in the corner, yeah?
Knowles says his long-term plan is to eventually hand over control of the Icon Center to a Palestinian director.
We're trying to do something which respects local people, respects, isn't a sort of colonialist project, but is something which is really me just sharing the few skills that I have and coming from outside, so having maybe a better perspective and seeing possibilities which, you know, perhaps have been overlooked otherwise.
For The World, I'm Dalia Hatuka, Bethlehem.